terms of the criteria, the bylaws, and what it takes for a guy to get in, when it came to me, other things came into play.
Right.
For me, that doesn't bode well.
It's Terrell Owens talking about why he was not a first ballot Hall of Famer, saying it was other criteria. Come on, man. It's unfortunate because it does knock down, it does change the conversation about what T.O. was as a football player. And that, I think, also undercuts what we've seen from the 2018 Hall of Fame class, because it's an unbelievable class. And we should all be looking at this and we should be going, my goodness, we have Ray Lewis, Randy Moss, Brian Dawkins, Brian Urlacher. I mean, this class is unbelievable. But unfortunately, we're sitting around having to talk about Terrell Owens. And maybe that's the way he wants it. And in all honesty, all he's doing is taking away the experience from himself. Because the Hall of Fame ceremony is not going to change because Terrell Owens isn't there. Hall of Fame ceremony is going to do exactly what it's been doing all along. So that's, I'm very, very perplexed by the entire situation. Let's go to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. David Baker is the president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Mr. Baker, Matt Peralta, how are you, sir?
Hey, Matt, great to be with you and the SB Nation.
Thank you for coming on. We really do appreciate it. I have one question on Terrell Owens, and that is it. And my question is, how sick are you about being asked questions about Terrell Owens?
You know what? Strangely enough, I've had some good conversations with him, and we're disappointed that we don't get the opportunity to honor him on that enshrinement day. But again, he's a grown man, and we respect the fact that he can make his own decision. And to the contrary, Matt, you know, our job is to guard the legacy of Terrell and, frankly, each of our enshrinees and each of our Hall of Famers, and for that matter, any guy that ever played in the NFL forever. We have an archive here, and you know, each of our Hall of Famers, Matt, have a bronze bust, but anybody who ever played in the NFL for even a week has an archive here. So you know, our mission is to honor the heroes of the game, preserve its history, promote its values, and celebrate excellence. And we're going to do that respectfully. There's certain things, if Terrell's not here, we can't have him ride in the parade, we can't give him his gold jacket, we can't unveil his bust, and he's not going to give a speech, but we have an exhibit here with his locker in it, his pictures on the front of the hall, his picture is going to be on Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. So it's not just about this weekend. Our commitment is to do it forever. Once you're selected in the Hall of Fame, you're in the Hall of Fame, and he's going to be one of 318 greatest players, coaches, and contributors of all time.
Let me just ask you about the conversations you've had with him. I mean, have they been cordial? Does he understand what happened? I mean, how did those conversations go with T.O.?
You know, they've been great conversations. And again, you know, he's a guy who has certainly a mind of his own. And I think we've agreed to respect each other. But for us, we're now focused on the task, Max, of really focusing on the other seven enshrinees who are coming. And these are guys who are significant. You know, we do have three first ballot Hall of Famers, which you got to understand, that doesn't happen. It's very rare that we get one first ballot Hall of Famer. To have three in one class, I don't think that's ever happened before. Mm. We've got an incredible leader in Brian Dawkins, who is one of the greatest leaders this league has ever known. We've got a guy like Jerry Kramer, who has waited 45 years to get into Hall, or Robert Bazile to get in 29, or Bobby Bethard, who's one of the greatest club executives. So our focus is really going to be, you know, while Terrell is included in the class, our focus is going to be on those guys. We have 140 Hall of Famers who are coming back as part of this, and that's more, Matt, that have ever been, to, in my knowledge, on the face of the earth at one time together.
Yeah.
So it's a record, you know, response here.
And that's kind of where I wanted to go with this, because the class you guys have, I mean, look, I'm 41, so these are my contemporaries, the Brian Urlachers, the Brian Dawkins, the amazing players that you guys are going to put into the Hall of Fame coming up here in August. How excited are you for Ray Lewis and Randy Moss? And just this class just seems to be, and along with the guy Jerry Kramer, this seems like one of the best classes ever to go in. Is that fair?
You know, it's interesting that you should say that, because you know, we work on this all year long. The process is very difficult to get in the Hall of Fame, and respectfully, it should be. It's not the Hall of Very, Very Good. It's the Hall of Fame. And we've got 48 elite selectors who work all year round. And then the finalists, you know, the last 18 finalists go into the room the day before the Super Bowl. We call it Selection Saturday. And it is 10 or 12 hours. I don't have a vote, but you kind of got to be 6'9 and 400 pounds to keep this thing going, because there's so many educated, journalists who are following football 24/7 like yourself, and they have strong opinions. Mm. But what happened last year was we then get them. I knock on the door. We collect them all. We take them over to the honor show to be introduced, and I'm backstage with Brett Favre, and Brett said, "You know, David," he says, "I think this may be the best class ever." Mm. And that's coming from one of the greatest Hall of Famers ever. And so you're not alone in your opinion, Matt. Mm.
Mr. Baker, tell me about Enshrinement Week, powered by Johnson Controls, and what's going to be taking place as everyone starts to get to Canton, Ohio.
You know, it is 77 events in about 10 days. It is 700,000 people descending on this little town of Canton, Ohio. It is the fifth biggest parade in the United States. It is six nationally televised events. We kick off on Thursday night the NFL's 99th season with the Chicago Bears and the Baltimore Ravens. The next day we have a number of activities. We have the Gold Jacket Dinner that night, which is 4,800 people, and it's a 60-minute TV show, and basically these guys are getting their jackets. It's hard to describe, Matt. I don't know if you've ever been, but they walk through this gauntlet of about 140 Hall of Famers to receive their jacket. And I'll tell you, it makes the hair on your arm stop up around them. And I think it was John Stallworth that said when he got his gold jacket, it was like all the history of the league wrapping around him, from the time that they laced up a pigskin for the first time to the last time they presented the Lombardi Trophy. And then the next night, the next day, we have the parade, which is pretty significant, about 300,000 people. We have the enshrinement that night, which is, you know, these guys are football players, and they're the best in the world. Out of the 300 million guys that started this game or played this game, there's only 5 million that have played it in college, 29,000 who have ever paid to play it, coach it, or officiated in the National Football League. And these guys will represent 318 in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So it's extremely elite. And they're all media trained because of what they've been through in the NFL, but they're not necessarily speakers.
Right.
So they're not politicians or they're not preachers. But I'll tell you, every year, LaDainian Tomlinson last year, Terrell Davis, Kurt Warner, guys, their speeches are incredible. And we can all learn from the people that helped them, and we can all learn from their journey. We can all learn from, you know, their hopes and their dreams. And it's an incredible event. And then, of course, we close it out the next day with what we call the Concert for Legends, which is Maroon 5, and we get a couple of Hall of Famers up there singing with those guys.
All right, so these guys aren't politicians, but what are you expecting out of the speech from Ray Lewis? Because I'm assuming that's going to be must-see, must-experience type of situations, right?
You know, it's interesting because it's incredible how much they prepare. And I think Ray is going to be all passion all the time is what I expect. I've never seen anything else from him. But, you know, Matt, when I have the privilege of, for all your SB Nation, you know, listeners out there, I got the greatest job in the world, whether it's giving them the gold jacket or serving these guys who I've come to respect not only as football stars, but really as men of honor. When I get to knock on their door, they cry. They immediately, you know, they're remembering this long journey from when they were a Pop Warner player to, you know, times when they were thinking about quitting to adversity that they had to overcome. And Ray is that way, Brian Dawkins that way, Randy Moss that way, Jerry Creek. Every one of them has an incredible story. We think as fans that they fell out of bed great. And I'm here to tell you, not one of them did. They all had to overcome incredible adversity to fight for this excellence. And excellence here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame isn't pristine and clean and pretty. It is snot coming out of your nose and blood coming out of your mouth. And it is a fight to drag a whole lot of other people to excellence with you. And every one of these guys did this. This is going to be great to see them share their heart on national TV.
I totally agree. Mr. Baker, I'll get you out here on this. You mentioned knocking on the doors, and we've seen the videos on social media for you knocking on doors, knocking on Randy Moss's door. For you personally, what's that experience like when you're on the other side of the door, knowing what you're about to tell these guys, that they've achieved something that will make them immortal?
Well, again, every one of them cries. You know, I can tell you about Brian Urlacher, who had a Do Not Disturb sign on his door. I can tell you about Jerry Kramer, who obviously he waited for that knock a long, long time. And when I knocked on his door, he said, "You are the most beautiful thing I've seen in a long, long time." And if he's saying about that about me, you know he wanted to get into the Hall of Fame. But you know, Kurt Warner was great for me to knock on his door because I'd been commissioner of the Arena Football League and knew him as a young guy before he had this enormous success. One of the more interesting ones for me, Matt, frankly, was Brett Favre. On that particular selection Saturday, we had about 12 hours of meetings, and I'm telling you, it took 10 seconds to select Brett Favre.
Yeah.
He knew that I was going to knock on his door, but when I did tell him that he was one of the, at that time, I think the 302 best players, coaches, and contributors of all time, this guy stuck his hands in his pocket and kind of hung his head in reverence, almost like a 10-year-old kid, and he knew the history of the game, who knew how elite and important and what an honor this was. He didn't take it lightly. And then when we went over to the honor show, and if you've seen it, they reveal him to the nation right in the middle of it. It's kind of the high point of the show. And a lot of our players who are in the audience, our Hall of Famers, go up and greet them on stage and kind of welcome in this, them into this fraternity. We then take them backstage to a press conference, and I'm standing there at the press conference, and Brett happens to be the guy next to me. And I said to him, I said, you know, how you doing? And he said, "Are you kidding?" He said, "I just shook the hand of Roger Staubach." Yeah. And I thought they might have known each other. And he said, "No, you don't understand. All my life, I dreamed of being Roger Staubach." And he paused for a second. And he said, "You know, now I guess I'm on his team." And then he added, "Forever."
Wow.
And so for even a guy like Brett Favre, who is one of the greatest to play this game ever, there was a humility, a reverence, an honor. And when I knock on the door, I find that with every guy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in Shryman Reek, powered by Johnson Controls, in Canton, Ohio. Pro Football Hall of Fame President David Baker joining us. Thank you so much, sir. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the week. It should be a phenomenal experience when this class goes into the Hall of Fame.
Matt, thank you, and thank you for all you do for the game. Take care.
That is David Baker, president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.